Come, you faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God has brought his Israel into joy from sadness, loosed from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob's sons and daughters. Led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea waters. Tis the spring of souls today. Christ has burst his prison, and from 3 days' sleep in death, as a sun has risen. All the winter of our sins, dawn and dark is flying. From his light to whom is given blood and praise undying. Now the queen of seasons bright, with the day of splendor, with the royal feast of feasts, comes its joy to render, comes to gladden faithful hearts, which with true affection welcome in unwearied strain Jesus' resurrection. Today among his own, Christ appeared bestowing his deep peace, which evermore passes human knowing. Neither could the gates of death tomb's dark portal, nor the watchers, nor the seal, hold him as a mortal. Alleluia, now we cry to our King triumphant burst the bars of the tomb's dark portal. Come, you faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God has brought his Israel to joy from sadness.
The congregation is invited to stand. We follow the order of matins on page 219 and also printed in the bulletin. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as
as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in his hand. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Blessed be God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Worship him.
Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness.
You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer.
O man, how long shall my honor be turned into shame?
How long will you love vain words and seek after lies?
But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself.
The Lord hears when I call to him.
Be angry and do not sin.
Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent.
Offer right sacrifices.
And put your trust in the Lord.
There are many who say, "Who will show us some good?"
Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord.
You have put more joy in my heart
than they have when their grain and wine abound.
In peace I will both lie down and sleep.
For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety.
The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading for today is from Acts, or that's not the Old Testament, isn't it? The first reading for today is from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 through 21. While he clung to Peter and John, all the people, utterly astounded, ran together to them in the portico called Solomon's. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people, "Men of Israel, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we have made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you delivered over and denied in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you denied the Holy and Righteous One and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses, and his name, by faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given the man this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brothers, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ appointed for you, Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins. In him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. And if there are any children that are going to come up for the children's message, I'm going to tell you when to listen carefully, okay? The Holy Gospel from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 49. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet? That it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Okay, this is the part to listen carefully, kids. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you're clothed with power from on high." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The congregation may be seated. Are there any children that would like to come forward for the children's message? Okay, we'll just stand up here this time, okay? Good morning. Did you listen carefully? Okay, so I am going to just read a few of those sentences that I told you to listen carefully to. Then he said to them, so Jesus was talking, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed to his name, in his name to all nations." Now these passages that Jesus just said is happening, I know, is happening in your lives too. These are promises that Jesus gave. And we as his disciples, as believers in Jesus, these things come true in us. Now he said that everything, do you remember the three words? See if you can remember the three words. He said that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. That's the whole Old Testament. He said, everything written about me in the Bible has to come true. Can you think of a place in the Bible? And if you can, I'll give you some examples, okay? But just on your own, can you think of a place in the Old Testament stories, which talk about Jesus? Can you think of one? I have one I'm going to share with you. And I think you know this story. What was the first? Which one do you remember? You are fast. Okay, let's do the Adam and Eve one, okay? Okay, so the first two people were?
Adam
and Eve, right.
Well, Adam was the first,
and then Eve, that's right. Okay, so then, do you remember what God told them not to do?
Don't eat from this one tree.
That's right, don't eat from this one tree.
That's good and evil.
That's right, the knowledge of good and evil, excellent. Did they eat from that tree?
Yes.
Adam. Yes. And then Adam and Eve, they were sinners, and they needed to be saved from their sins.
So the devil's snake told them to.
Exactly. The devil's snake told them. That's right.
Bad devil
snake. Right. Now, after that happened, and God went looking, "Where are you?" And they said, "We're afraid of you." But Jesus or God said something to that, like you said, exactly right, the devil's snake. What did he say would happen? Do you remember? Do you know that part?
The devil would have the
Right, to slither on the ground the rest of his life. And that, do you remember about the biting or crushing part? He, that Eve, would have a descendant, a grandchild, 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 long down, that would step on the snake's head. Do you know that one?
No.
Okay. He would step on the snake's head. The snake would bite him, but he would step on the snake's head. And that was a promise of Jesus stepping on Satan, defeating Satan. As we start to know those and understand them, that's God opening our minds. If we don't know God's word, he doesn't open our minds to it. We have to know it. He teaches us as we learn more and more. He teaches us. And I know your minds are open to God's word. What's another story? What's this story about Abraham? I know. Not Abraham Lincoln. Abraham and Isaac. And what did God say when Isaac was a young man? He said, go up into the mountain and what? Remember this one? They're supposed to sacrifice your son. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Right. And did Abraham do that? He took him up to the mountain, but then did he kill him?
No.
Okay. So what did God give? Instead of his Abraham's son, he gave... Excellent. You know that. And that ram in the bush, we learn that. That is telling us what Jesus is going to do for us. He's going to be the sacrifice for us. All these stories that we're learning, Jesus opens our mind to understand that he needed to die on the cross and rise again. And so God's working. I know God's working in you as you learn those stories. Okay, now let's do stories that I know you know very well. What was the name that of the lady that gave birth to Jesus?
Mary.
And what? Yes, and what was his human father? Violet? What was the father's name? Human father? Joseph, right. And they took care of baby Jesus, right? And what did the angels say? We'll end up with this. What did the angels, when they sang to the shepherds, what did they say about Jesus? Do you remember?
There is a newborn king.
He's a newborn king, the savior of the world. And God opens our minds to know this, to believe this all about Jesus. And you're doing it. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for us, and rising for us. Teach us your word.
Open our minds to your word.
Help us to believe every day that you are our Savior. In your name we, and please bless my family. In your name we pray.
In your name we pray.
Amen. Okay, thanks for coming up and helping. We sing the sermon hymn.
Hail thou once despised Jesus, hail the Galilean King, thou didst suffer to release us, thou didst free salvation bring. Hail thou universal Savior, bearer of our sin and shame, by thy merit we find favor, life is given through thy name. Paschal Lamb by God appointed, all our sins on thee were laid, by almighty love of thy blood. Jesus, hail enthroned in glory, there forever to abide. All the heavenly hosts adore thee, seated at thy Father's side. Therefore, sinners, thou art pleading, there thou dost our place prepare. Ever for us interceding, till in glory we appear. Worship, honor, power, and blessing, praises without ceasing, right it is for us to give. Happy, bright, angelic spirits, all your noblest anthems raise. Help to sing our Savior's merits, help to chant Emmanuel's praise.
For this morning's sermon, we'll think about the gospel lesson from Luke chapter 24. I reread verses 44 and 45. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Now what? What do we do in this age of Jesus is risen from the dead? What is he tasked us with? How is he working among us? This appearance of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gives us some things right from him to think about how he works in our lives. Especially as we see the political nation of Israel undergoing war now, we can imagine that the disciples at Jesus' time, his followers, we're concerned about the promises of the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of God. And so throughout history, that what God is doing as people Israel and the Jews, the Christians, everything that's going on, comes to people's minds now and then. And the disciples said to Jesus, right before he ascended into heaven, they said, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" They were thinking about that. They were thinking about this world's kingdom and the promises made to David and how is that going to look like? What is that going to be? It says there in Acts 1, Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." So Jesus says God has a plan for the Jews, for all his people, the Christians, but he's fixed those by his authority. And you're not going to know all the details. You don't know the times and the seasons. That's not for you to know. But what you are responsible for is to be my witnesses, first to Jerusalem, then Samaria, Judah, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And that makes me think, the ends of the earth. Have we reached the ends of the earth yet? I was thinking about that this morning. Okay, there's some pretty remote places in Africa. Most of those have been reached. One of us, at least, has gone to the Antarctica, visited. I don't know if maybe there's some devotions or Bible studies going on, people, the researchers in Antarctica, probably. What's the most remote places? To the ends of the earth. Jesus said the gospel should go forwards. He says that's what you're involved with. We know nations go to war against nations. We know all these things happen. But Jesus says, think about these things. And but being my witnesses. And the little blank there is, Jesus does not promise success by the world's measurements. You see, the disciples were saying, okay, now will you restore the kingdom to Israel? Now can we see it? Now will it all happen like somehow we're thinking it's going to happen so that we can see it with our eyes? And he tells them, but it's not for you to know the timing of these things, that God is fixed by his authority. But you will be my witnesses. That's what he said right before he ascended in the same time of our risen Lord. But what does he say here? That night that he appears, that Easter evening, the resurrection evening, he says at least five things to them. At least five promises. That, and these promises are interlinked and support each other as he says this to them in the text. He says, first of all, peace be to you. You have peace with God. That's the number one thing we need to know, that we are not sinners separated from God anymore, that peace with God is made. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that amazing? That what did the angels sing at Jesus' birth? Peace be to the world. That peace now is solidified, is paid for, is complete. You have peace. That's the first thing. And then they're doubting, and also they're marveling. They're so surprised with joy that Jesus has risen from the dead. It says some doubted with joy, misbelieving. I can't believe it. And then he shows them his hands and feet and eats a piece of fish to show them his body. I'm really risen from the dead. I can chew. I can swallow. He wants them to have confidence that he is risen from the dead. Absolutely sure. You have peace with God, and you should be confident that I have risen from the dead. And then he, by his power, opens our minds to the scriptures. And that is so important for us to see, okay, what is our minds, how does God want to use our minds now that Jesus has risen from the dead, and I'm confident that he's risen from the dead, and I'm confident that I have peace with God. How does he want to use us and our minds? He opens our minds to his word to see how Jesus has fulfilled in all the Old Testament, in the books of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, that he has done all that is necessary to redeem his people, to step on the snake's head, to pay for the sins of sinners. And that's where that sermon hymn came about. You said, well, it's a nice hymn, but how does it fit with Easter or whatever? It said over and over again in that hymn that he has atoned for our sins, that we're redeemed. That's why I put that one in the sermon. Because we have the certainty, and God has opened our minds to understand how Jesus has done all these things in the scriptures. And he opened his disciples' minds that they would understand the Old Testament prophecies and write them down for us to know how Jesus fulfilled it. And he says to the disciples, you are witnesses of these things. Now, they saw eyewitness. They saw him betrayed. They saw him suffer. They saw him die. They saw him risen again from the dead. They were the eyewitnesses. And then they wrote these things down for us during their ministry on earth, the rest of their lives on earth. And we have those writings. And we have the testimony. Then we are given to take these eyewitnesses' account and teachings from Jesus through his apostles to us, to what? The ends of the earth. Maybe that's a certain house in Ridgeville Corners, or a certain place in Archibald, or a certain place in some other town, or Bendiri, Africa, wherever, ends of the earth. So we have our minds opened by God to be witnesses to what we have written down for us. And then we also receive the promise of the Father, that is the Holy Spirit. Now, all these things interact with each other. The Holy Spirit helps us understand God's word, teaches us. The Holy Spirit helps us be witnesses. Why are we witnesses? How can we do this? Because we have peace with God. Because we have confidence that Jesus has risen from the dead. And these five promises interact because sometimes I'm afraid, I don't have peace with God, but then I know Jesus has risen from the dead because of he's conquered sin and given me forgiveness. I have peace with God. And so these things that Jesus is working in us and has done for us interact in our lives. That's the now what. These things are happening in our lives till the day we die or Jesus comes again for us. We have peace with God. We have confidence that he has risen from the dead. He opens our minds to the scriptures. We're witnesses to the ends of the earth. And we have the Holy Spirit. We have daily tasks. We have children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews. We have jobs that we need to do. We have responsibilities. But as Christians, these things are given to all of us to carry out. This is his task for us. This is how he uses us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus. Now that he's risen from the dead, we ask you to make us every day your witnesses. Open our minds to your word. Reassure us of the peace we have with you and the confidence that Jesus has risen from the dead. Fill us with your Holy Spirit each day so that all these things happen over and over again. And help us to remember, Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. In his holy name I pray. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the hymn, Eternal Spirit of the Living Christ, 769.
Eternal Spirit of the Living Christ, I know not how to ask or what to say. I only know my need as deep as life. Let me be still. Come with the strength I lack, bring a vision clear of human need. Oh, give me eyes to see fulfillment of my life in love outpoured. My life in you, O Christ, your love in me.
The congregation is invited to stand. We pray the prayer written in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
In thanksgiving for the constant presence of Christ with his church, in which we find fullness of joy in praise of God's right hand, Christ Jesus, whose resurrected body has won peace forevermore. And for a lively hope in the resurrection of the dead, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church and her members, now made children of God through the incarnation of Christ and the reconciliation of his cross, that God would preserve the preaching of his holy word and its message of repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name among us and all the nations of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our homes, that Christ would give them peace and enliven them with his resurrected life, that he would cause a forgiveness of sins to reign among husbands and wives, parents and children, and that he would assure those who live alone that they too are his children, upheld by his right hand, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For God's blessing on all our springtime activities, farming, building, traveling, buying and selling, teaching and learning, giving medical care and all other vocations, that we may have favorable weather, God's protection, and be blessed with success to his glory and to the benefit of our families and communities, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation as leaders, for President Biden and Governor DeWine, and all other state and local leaders, that God would preserve order and decency in this fallen world by their hands, and that he would restrain the sins and deceptions of the lawless, so that we may practice righteousness while awaiting that eternal peace found only in Christ's wounds, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For help and healing, that the God of all comfort would have compassion on Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Joe, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Michael, Ray, Lane, Dave, Randy, Chelsea, Joe, Tim, Norma, Todd, Zachary, Brenda, Juanita, Judy, Sandy, and Pat. And all others who are afflicted, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Hear us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We pray the colic for the week. O God,
through the humiliation of your Son, you raised up the fallen world. Grant to your faithful people, rescued from the peril of everlasting death, perpetual gladness and eternal joys, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen.
You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn, Father, We Praise Thee, 875.
Sir!